Welcome. It's time for Love Living Life on Lift Your Spirits Radio. I am Marla Williams and your host today and the first Friday of every month on 1150 AM KKNW in Seattle. I will be sharing fascinating concepts through inspiring interviews to help you begin to love living your life. Let's get started. Happy Friday, everybody. I am thrilled to be here with a few special guests. We're going to start today's show with a gal named Annie Mae Willis. And Annie is a musician, but she hasn't always been. She started her life making a difference on a global basis. And I think she kind of got a little burned out and lost her father at a young age and came back to the States and begin to play music. And it made a big difference in her life. And I know that songs and their meaning make a big difference in many people's lives. And there's certain songs that I'm really attached to that I like to listen to that are pick-me-ups or ones that will calm me. The first time I was actually, I follow a person online and that person posted one of Annie's songs. And I heard it and I felt like I was listening to an angel. And so I felt it was really important for me to share her music with the world. And one of her songs that we're going to be listening today is called, oh my goodness, Free, Time to Be Free. Time to Be Free. And it's a perfect message for my guest that I'm having on today. And so I've brought Annie on to talk to us for a minute about time to be free. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to start, before I introduce Annie, I'd like to just start with a very short clip of her song. So let's roll that now.
From the night, the world is turning.
Sound. I love Annie. I love how she's making a difference through her music. So welcome, Annie. Thanks for joining me this morning on the show.
Thank you, Marla. Good morning. It's an honor to be here.
Yay. I'm so glad you could make it. So let's talk about how you started. You've always been a musician. Music's been in your house since you were very young, but that wasn't your focus in life. And I know you do other things, but music is a big piece. So go ahead and tell your story a little bit.
Sure. Yeah. I grew up playing the violin and taking violin lessons since the age of four. Wow. But in my late teens and 20s, I put it down and really didn't touch music until my 30s. After a whole bunch of ventures into law, social justice work, organizing. And when I lost my dad at the age of 31, my attention started to focus more inward towards healing and working with my grief. And from that place and through healing work I was doing, music started to come through. And I just started to write songs, which I had never even imagined doing. And it was such a gift. And I tend to write the songs that I most need to hear. I think Time to Be Free is just one of those songs. It's sort of written in a present time way of that the freedom and the peace and the forgiveness is already here. And it was just one of the songs that I wrote early on that just really helped me in healing my heart.
You know, and I love that you said that, because when I coach, it tends like people are attracted to me that I need something, right? Their issue, their problem, their pain is something that I might need to heal in my own life. And even though I do really well and I coach a lot of people, it's a constant journey of healing through your life, because things show up that are unexpected or things show up that may trigger you that you might not realize. And I love that you turned inward. Instead of trying to solve all the world's problems, you turned inward to deal with your grief, but then you've stayed in this place and operate and work. Your job outside of music is also one where you're working on making a difference on the inwardness of people's lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you're helping people learn how to be present and be in the now and to listen to what your body's saying or wishing, listening to what your heart says.
Yes, and I think too, just resolving inner conflict, you know, as well as being a part of resolving the conflict in the world and in all our relations, as we're seeing so much all over the place. I find these songs are just a way to come back into what's happening here and with ourselves first.
Yeah, and there's so much pain in the world today with what we've been through in the last year and a half that I know you're continuing to write songs and you're making songs that are making a difference that really reach people's hearts. And that's that first song I heard where you sounded like an angel, is you're helping people heal too, beyond yourself through these crazy times, which are calming now, but it's still a different world than maybe what we were born into.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you are a gift to the world, Annie.
Thank you. I appreciate
you coming on this morning. And we're going to be playing Annie's song, going in and out of commercial breaks at the end of the show. And then if you listen to the recording from the show, you can absolutely hear the whole entire song. But let's talk about where you can go. Annie, tell me where people can go to hear your music.
Yes. Annie Mae Willis on all of the platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, I'm all over the place, so please look
and
me up.
You've got a website, is that right?
Yeah, AnnieMaeWillis.com.
There you go. So if you want to hear more of the music you're going to hear today, go to AnnieWillis.com or go to any of the platforms, Apple, Spotify, etc., and look for Annie Mae Willis. Thank you for joining us for just a few minutes this morning, and I'm excited to share your song with the world.
Thank you very much. I'm so pleased to be here.
Great. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Okay, now I want to talk about my guest for today. Her name is Alisa, and I met Alisa in 2017. And I met her when she was actually quite depressed and unhappy in life. And she was introduced by another client who I coached for years, and the client kept telling me, you've got to talk to Marla, you've got to talk to Marla. And Alisa finally gave in and talked to me. And she was in a very tough place. And it was right before I was having a retreat in Laredo Bay, Mexico. And so I convinced between myself and her friend that had referred her, we convinced her to come to this retreat. So I'm going to now welcome, oh, by the way, I just want to mention that Alisa's gone from this depressed state into loving life, which is the name of the show, Loving Life with Marla Williams. So she has learned to love life. So welcome, Alisa. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks, Marla. It's really fantastic to be here and actually physically be in this beautiful state of Seattle or San Juan Islands, coming from hot Texas, but it's great to be here. Thank you.
Yay. So let's talk about the very beginning. So in the beginning, you got in a depressed state. Your friend was worried about you. And so she talked you into calling me. So let's talk a little bit about pre the retreat, which was just a short time until you came to the retreat, but go ahead. And
yeah. So I too had lost something very dear to me in my life, like Annie. And but even before that, I struggled pretty much all my life with negativity, growing up, hearing a lot of negative things. My self-esteem was very low. And so when I lost this something in my life that was so special to me, I just spiraled downhill. That was probably the straw that broke my back. And like you said, one of my friends was like, you really should reach out to Marla. And I'm like, nah, you know, just another life coach. No, I have friends. I have other people that I've heard are life coaches. No. So I really hesitated. And then I'm not sure what it was that finally, It was my husband going, please call her. So I finally started, I called you and we actually, you started coaching me. And that was once a week. We spoke for an hour and then you had mentioned your retreat. And I'm like, I can't afford that. I can't afford to take the time away from my work. And I just want to spend the money on it. And, but I thought, and it didn't take me long. I thought, oh, this is silly. You know, this is money for my health and my life and my future. So I'm so glad I went and, jumped in with everything, because as you mentioned, I cried the whole retreat. I just opened up and all of your tools that you shared with, there were probably about seven of us there. Maybe not even that many, maybe five. It was just a real small, intimate group. And, everything that we went through, was amazing.
Yeah. So you came to the retreat and you actually flew in a day early because of the scheduling coming from Austin and how things worked. And so you got there and she was crying, just absolutely. We hadn't talked that long or that many times. And we were starting to make some progress prior to the retreat, but the retreat is where the progress is made. And she came in just sobbing and she just needed to cry. She just was exhausted. She had lost her special pet that had meant the world to her and was in a lot of pain from that. But just in life in general, she didn't see what was good. And so she was just sobbing. And so I let her cry. But as the other people showed, and I started working with her the day prior, but as the other people showed up, she still would start crying on a dime. And we did a lot of one-on-one work during the retreat. And that's what my retreats do, is we do group work and we do one-on-one. And I know what we did is she had this inner belief system from growing up in a more of a negative environment and hearing things and not having a high self-esteem or feeling good about herself. She grew up not feeling really good about herself, even though she was beautiful and talented and had an amazing job and had an amazing husband. She didn't see any of the good. She just felt the overwhelm of losing her pet and then being in a life that she didn't think she was happy in, when in reality, it was her thoughts. Your thoughts become your reality. What you're thinking every day, and this little voice in your head just starts and it goes and it goes and it goes, and it's hard to turn it off. And that's what I do, is I teach people to recognize the voice in your head and I teach people how to turn it off. But I have a tool that I use that I call the shift tool. And Elise and I went really, really deep into her childhood and into her early life and did some shifts on her belief systems. And that is where she started to stop crying and started to feel a little bit of happiness inside again and started to feel a little bit better inside. So let's just talk about, and there were other things in the retreat beyond the shifts and the individual work that we did that kind of brought her to life again. So let's talk about some of those, Elisa.
Sure. Yeah, the shift work was really amazing. But for me, just like you said, getting out of your own way and my stinking thinking, as I refer to it, and I think a lot of people do that to themselves, you implemented breathing. Just whenever you start feeling horrible or start having bad thoughts or just getting anxious, to just stop where you're at and just take some really deep breaths. And I love that. I still do that constantly. I get up and do it in the morning along with other things that you have implemented into my life. Energy work. I love grounding, which you introduced me to, going and walking barefooted. I think as I've read more about grounding and earthing, so many of us are sick because we walk around in shoes, because we're taught that's what we have to have on our feet, because otherwise we're going to get sick because of all the bad things that we walk on. But it's so much healthier to ground and earth. So let me visualizing.
Yeah. Let me stop you for a minute. I want to go back to breathing. So basically the thought behind that is people shallow breathe. We go through life, we're running, we have our to-do lists, and we're going, 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 and we don't stop and deep breathe. But when you do the deep breathing, when you take that breath in, fill your body with air, and then what I have people do is visualize releasing all the tension, the stress, the busyness, when you release out of your mouth, it actually centers you in the moment. And my whole premise behind what I do is getting into the present moment. I call it the being zone. I wrote a book called The Being Zone. And in that book, I'm trying to take people from clearing the stuff in their life that have kept them stuck or got them to a point where they're depressed or unhappy or things aren't working. And then from there, I start to teach them the simple tools that will keep them there. And the number one tool is breathing. And it's simple. And it's just a deep breath in. I have people breathe in through the nose on a count of three. So let's just do it for a minute, okay? And get you really grounded and present right now. So just take a deep breath in through the nose. And release through your mouth. Letting everything go. Again, a deep breath in. And release the stress and tension. And one last time. And let it go. And you feel, anybody listening that followed along, you probably feel a little bit more grounded and a little bit more centered right now. The second thing you talked about was earthing or grounding. And I have, for people that live in really cold climates or can't get outside or live in the middle of a cement city, I have tools, which I'll share with you today, that I teach people to get into that zone, the being zone. But right now, what I want to talk about is the concept of earthing, which is what Elisa talked about for a moment, is the earth is full of negative electrons. It's very, very powerful. And just spending time out in nature, whether it's sitting in the grass, putting, going barefoot in the grass, on a beach, if you have a beach near you, all of that is going to actually put these negative electrons into your body and calm your body. They actually have a lot of medical and scientific data that proves it lowers your blood pressure, improves your cholesterol, improves your overall health, and it calms your system. And so I usually spend anywhere from 5 minutes to an hour every day outside getting this great energy into me. But if you don't have that kind of time, even standing on the bare grass or on the bare ground, not asphalt, cement is okay, but bare ground or grass or beach is best, barefoot, it will actually reboot you. And so that's part of what I encourage people to do every single day. And Elisa's built it into her life, and she lives in Austin, which is really, really warm. So she can go out almost all year long and sit in the grass. And a lot of times I've coached her where she's out in the grass in a relaxed position with her dogs all snuggled around her, listening and working with me on a coaching call. And just being on that earth is reviving her as well as the earthing. So then the next thing you brought up was energy work. So let's talk about that for a minute. We're energy beings. We all have energy circuits within us, and Western medicine is finally catching up and agreeing that's true. It's always been in the Eastern cultures where they've done things like Tai Chi and acupuncture and Qigong and things like that that have worked with energy. But now the U.S. is starting to catch up, and more people are using alternatives for care. And basically, energy is the feeling that comes within you from the earth when you're laying on the earth. But then I have some tools that I'm going to share that will teach you how to bring energy in even when you're inside, whether you're in the winter or can't get out to a grassy spot or that type of thing. And so the first one that I like to teach people is There's two, and I know I think we're getting closer to break, so I'm a little sensitive. So I might not start the tools till after break, but that will be an exciting thing for you to key into. I think what we'll do here is you'll listen to some of Annie's music going into break, and we'll have a brief break, and then we'll come back and I'm going to teach you these great energy tools.
Lift Your Spirits with me, Dina Marie, on Whidbey Island. I'll be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. Retreats include a healing session for your body, your mind, and your spirit. You receive a Reiki session plus a chakra reading, experience a labyrinth in the woods, take a walk on the beach, and enjoy downtown Langley with me. Retreats are customized for you or a group of friends. You can visit dina-marie.com to connect with me today. Island Time is waiting for you.
Feeling the need to get away and reconnect with Mother Nature? Located on Whidbey Island, Earth Sanctuary is a peaceful and magical sculpture garden, nature reserve, and retreat center with 2 miles of nature trails, 3 bird-filled ponds, and a variety of powerful sacred spaces, including a labyrinth, stone circles, and medicine wheels. Come and enjoy the wonders of nature and experience personal renewal, spiritual growth, and healing today. Visit earthsanctuary.org or The Earth Sanctuary on Facebook for more information.
In these changing times, it's the perfect opportunity to learn new techniques that can bring calm back into your being. If you are ready to love living life, read Marla Williams' new book, The Being Zone. It will become your guidebook for creating the life you always dreamed of. Learn more about her book and online training program at thebeingzone.com. I invite you to tune into Lift Your Spirits Radio on the first Friday of the month for Love Living Life with Marla Williams. Call in for free coaching advice that is guaranteed to lift your spirits.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
And it's time.
Are listening to Love Living Life with Marla Williams on Lift Your Spirits Radio. And my guest today is Alisa, one of my clients who's gone from a very depressed state that she lived in a lot of her life into loving life. And let's come back. We were talking about energy tools, and energy tools have made a big difference in Alisa's life. And so I'm just going to take you through a couple, and then Alisa and I are going to keep talking, and she's going to continue to tell her story because there's so much more. But the first thing is to get your thoughts turned off. And most people don't realize it, but we have like 80, 90,000 thoughts a day, and most of them are negative. And it's based on either things that we experienced and heard during our lives, or the thoughts that we have, and they repeat. Most of them are repetitive. And so when you can learn to quiet that voice in your head that takes you down the rabbit hole, that takes you into the negativity, you can begin to change your life. Change your thoughts, change your life. And so with the case of Alisa, it was big in her transition, in her transformation. And so let me just give you one of the tools right now. So if you're driving, do not close your eyes. If you're just listening to the radio and you're at home, take a moment. And I just want you to close your eyes for a moment. And if you're driving, keep your eyes open. And I want you to visualize that there's a bubble floating above your head, the type of bubble a child would blow. And inside that bubble is a magnet, the most powerful magnet in the world. And I want you to visualize that magnet pulling out of you all the stress, overwhelm, tension, frustration, negative thoughts, anything and everything that doesn't serve you is getting pulled up into that bubble. Just close your eyes and feel it. Pull it up and pull it up and pull it up. Keep pulling it up and pulling it up and pulling it up. You're actually physically feeling the energy of tension and tiredness and exhaustion or negative getting pulled up into that bubble, and that bubble's getting bigger and bigger, and darker, and it's going to just keep floating above your head. So I want you to feel that negative energy, feel that tension, feel it getting pulled out of you and pulled out of you and pulled out of you. And when your body begins to feel lighter, I want you to visualize that you're reaching up and you're touching that bubble, and it's going to float up and dissipate. And then take a deep breath. Most of you probably feel a lot lighter. It's just energy. We all, tension in our shoulders and our neck when we're stressed and overwhelmed, all of that just tightens us up. When you do an exercise like that, you're actually releasing a lot of the stress, the overwhelm, the tension, the thoughts, the negativity, and letting them go. It's extremely powerful. So then once you let the negativity out, then we want to bring the good in. And this is one of Elise's favorites. I know this, and she does it all the time. But I call it the tree exercise. So again, if you're driving, please just keep driving and listen. And you can listen to the show later and actually do it with your eyes closed if you wish. But I want you to visualize that you're a tree, a beautiful tree, whatever kind of tree you love, standing tall and proud out in your field. And I want you to feel the sun's rays coming down and warming your branches and your leaves, where you can actually begin to feel a warmth and a tingling in your arms, your head, your neck, and your shoulders. Feel that warmth from the sun actually flow into your trunk, which would be your body. Feel that warmth come down through your branches, your leaves, your core, your trunk, all the way down to your feet, where you're warming and tingling from that warmth, that sun. You feel like the sun's just shining in and through you and all throughout you. And now I want you to feel the roots of your tree flowing out the bottom of your feet, where your feet might begin to tingle with this. They're going into the soft soils of the Mother Earth, where they're getting the powerful energy from the earth, from all the crystals in the earth and all the negative electrons. And you're beginning to feel that energy from the earth coming back up those roots into the bottom of your feet. Feel it flow up into your calves, up into your thighs. Feel it flow all the way up your trunk, all the way up your body, all the way up to your neck and head, or which is your branches and your leaves. Feel it flow across your shoulders, down your arms to your fingertips. And then turn up the volume like you're turning the volume on a TV or on a stereo. And just feel that warmth and that tingling and that energy vibrating and calming your body. And then take a deep breath. So what we've done here is we've taken away the stress, the negative. We've filled you with good energy, and your body just feels, your body, mind, and soul probably feel a lot better right now. So with that, so Elisa, that is something now. So one of the things I teach is doing daily work or morning work. So Elisa, let's talk about, so at the retreat, let's come back to the retreat for a minute. You love those exercises. You love the shifts. You loved the breathing. You loved letting go of the heaviness with the bubble, and you loved the tree, right?
Right. Those were amazing shift, you know, new things that I never have done before. And I don't know if you want me to continue sharing. Okay. So I just remembered one that I, of course, still do every day is, this was huge for me also, because I did grow up with such negativity and low self-esteem. And even though I've been very successful, in everything I do, I would always never thought that of myself, but writing my gratitudes and writing my ahas every night. You taught me how important it was. And so every night I still continue after, I think we met in 2017. So it's been a couple of years now. I still write, because I don't know if you taught me, but if you write it down, it really helps you even more than instead of just thinking your thought, thinking your gratitudes. So I write every night five. And sometimes, you know, it's very rare, which I'm very happy to say, that I wake up in a bad way or bad mood now. I usually wake up very happy, but if at sometimes if I, I mean, we're all still, you know, I still have a bad day, but I'll think about my gratitudes and I'm totally like, oh my God, this is amazing. I'm such a lucky person. And even if I can't think of anything maybe that I was grateful for that day, because I'm in a real crappy mood, I go, oh, is that beautiful cup of tea I had? I mean, something that small I would write down. Mm-hmm. Or my dog snuggling up to me, or my husband giving me a kiss, or, you know, just even something very little, nothing big. Right. Love that.
It's the little things in life that make a big difference. And when you're present enough to recognize them, you can turn your life into a better place. And so the morning work that I have people do, which is the breathing and the grounding, another piece of that is setting intentions for what your day is going to look like, right? And that shifts you from going in. So what we tend to do is we wake up, we jump out of bed, we do our morning routine, and we hit the ground running. We have our to-do list. We're going here. We're going there. We're trying to get all these things done. And when you hit the day like that, your day will just unfold however the day predicts. By stopping and breathing and grounding and putting yourself into better energy and then setting intentions. And the intention that I teach people up front, the easiest one, and then as you get better and better at this, you can individualize it. I just go, I intend for my day to go with ease and grace. Just those words put you into more of a feeling of ease, right?
Right. I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I also forgot that you have done an individual recording for me. Mm-hmm. And it's exactly those mantras. I repeat, you have this, she individualized a specific recording just for me, what I was going through. And I do my morning work every morning. And sometimes I don't have time. Sometimes I might get up at 4 a.m. And like she said, not only am I a flight attendant, I'm a realtor. So I'm extremely busy and I might be out the door, but it's like, okay, I've got 5 seconds even. I'm just going to stop and say, I'm going to have a day that's going to go with ease and grace. But I have a recording also that I will listen to. And I try to make it, like she said, first thing in the morning, because it does set my day. But if I can't, because a lot of us are super busy, I'll try to do it as quickly as I could. And it might just be throughout the day, not necessarily stop and take an hour, because a lot of us can't give that. But yes, I love my recording.
So you've been working on happiness for 4 years and have gotten to a really, really good place. But I got to say, along the way, we struggled. And so every single time that Elisa would call me and say, I need to talk, my first question, she goes, I'm really having a tough time. I'm really stuck. I go, did you do your morning work? And she goes, no, I forgot. And it was like every single time, right?
Right. Oh, spot on. I mean, initially I was talking every week to Marla and continued after the retreat we'd have, cause I'm in, you know, it's great. You know, she was a phone call away. So that was, it didn't matter that she was up in Washington State and I was in Austin. So I would call her bawling, used to, I mean, all the time, but, after the retreat and continually doing my self-care, I call it my self-care. I'm not in that horrific state anymore, but I forgot what we're talking about.
When you skipped it.
Oh my God. But so yeah, when I skipped it, I would be like, and she would immediately like, did you do your morning work? And I'm like, no. Oh my gosh. It was like a light bulb went off. So yeah.
My clients tell me religiously that when they do their morning practice, and it can be 5 minutes, you don't have to squeeze a lot. You can do it in the shower, you know, while you're showering. I teach people a lot of tools and techniques to fit into busy lives. But they tell me when they do their morning work, they always have a good day. And when they don't, they have a bad day. And Elisa's living proof of bad days, because she'd skip a couple days in a row because she got so busy. And then she just called me a mess and go, I don't know what's wrong. And I go, well, have you been doing your morning work? And so it makes such a difference, right?
It made all the difference in the world. And not only that, I totally forgot, after the retreat, when I got home,
oh, yes.
my husband was he immediately was like, who is this Marla lady? You're a different woman. I love her and I don't even know her. And it was immediate after, was it 3 days, 4 days? Anyway, the retreat was like
5 day retreat,
5 day retreat.
Yeah.
And my husband immediately was like, I don't know who this Marla is, but I love her. You're a different woman. So,
yeah. And that was just the beginning. But we had shifted her so much in that retreat and brought her into a better place that by the time she got home, she felt lighter. She felt better to him. She felt happier. And even though she'd still go back and forth into funk for a bit of time, because it's hard to change your ways, your way of being, and always operating in that negative mindset. And especially when you've spent your life kind of in that space, that it takes a lot to kind of reprogram that brain into living a life full of positive, a life towards a gratefulness, a life. And the gratefulness that you talked about, I want to talk about that, because when you do gratefuls before bed, it actually puts you into a better dream state and into a better sleep state, because you're priming your brain into the positive, right? And you're putting yourself into a happier place. And so that's really another big thing that I encourage people to do. And just thinking it isn't as powerful as writing it. So these are all things that the retreat that I try to instill into people. I try to get them doing the daily work on their own, spending time sitting on the beach, because we're usually on a beach or near water whenever I do a retreat, because water is extremely healing, especially for women. It has this power and connection. But yeah, so I love it. I loved your husband. So he actually had to come up and meet me. They flew up, I think, the following year, and he had to come meet this person that changed his wife's life. And so it was pretty cool. He's an amazing guy. And he's a chef, like my husband's a great chef. And so lots in common with those two, which is wonderful.
Also, I always lived in the future. I never lived in the present moment. I was always trying to be better at this and trying to go see more people and make more friends and keep up with the Joneses. And oh my God, I never appreciated the here and the now. And so I think that also is what's continually making me a happy person is by living in this moment right here, right now, and appreciating where we are in our moment. And if it's at work and I don't want to be at work, I stop and I go, this is a great spot. You know, you've got to be in the moment. And I wasn't living in the moment. I always was looking for what I could be doing in my future. And oh my God, how am I going to be? And worrying, always worrying.
Yes, perfect. We're going to come back to that after break. You are listening to Love Living Life as part of Lift Your Spirits Radio on KKNW 1150 AM. We'll be right back after break.
Your medical expenses increasing, but your health is not improving? True Health offers unique services where Kasara empowers clients with intuition, education, and proven resources. Better choices can be made when information is available. Now's the time to visit truehealth.com. That's truhealth.com, and schedule your appointment to achieve your health goals. Your body will thank you.
Tune in every third Friday on Lift Your Spirits Radio at 8 a.m. for the Sustainability Sessions with host Rebecca Sayer. Learn from and be inspired by local leaders, thinkers, and problem solvers who are tackling the sustainable living questions through invention, collaboration, and hard work. This lively and thought-provoking show focuses on tangible, practical measures that we can all take to reduce our carbon footprint and rethink how we relate to the resources of our natural world. Don't forget, that's the Sustainability Sessions with host Rebecca Sayer, every third Friday on Lift Your Spirits Radio at 8 a.m.
Are you planning your next move? We know it can be stressful, but at A Swift Move, you can relax and leave the work to us. You can put your mind at ease that your personal items will be safe throughout the entire moving process. To get a free quote from licensed professionals so you can compare and save, call us at 425-309-0577. That's 425-309-0577. So make your next move a swift one and give us a call.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries, you can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Tell your friends about Alternative Talk 1150.
Thank you so much for listening to Love Living Life today. And I have my guest, Elisa, here, who has been now a client for 4 years. And we're discussing her journey from kind of a negative or depressed life into a life she loves. And so, Elisa, welcome back.
Thanks. It's good to be back.
Yay. So I know you have a lot more you want to share and talk about and thoughts that have come to you as we're going, but anything that jumps in your mind right now that you want to share? Let me put you on the spot.
I know. Well, you know, I have so much to say, but I guess
I think my realization in my own journey, because I had a similar, I wasn't depressed as much as I was stressed, and I kept getting sick over the years. So for 20 years, I would get really, really stressed, and then I'd get sick, and then I'd figure out how to get myself better, and then I'd push myself just as hard. It was like rinse and repeat. I kept making myself sick until one day my doctor told me, Marla, if you don't stop, you will die. That's when I really realized how important it was, all these little things and tips and tools I've learned over the years that I put into play, but I wouldn't always be consistent, like with the morning work and that type of thing. And actually that came later, but, you know, doing yoga became part of my life. Learning to breathe became part of my life. Trying to meditate, I couldn't turn off my head. I was one of those people where my head was always going in the forward, kind of like Elisa talked about, and where you're always trying to move forward. And I was doing and not being. And I think the real realization why yoga worked and why breathing worked is it took me from that doing state into the being state. As you've heard me say before, we're not human doings, we're human beings. We need to start acting like that, right? And so I learned that most of my stress and illness that I experienced over those 20 years were based on my own thoughts. I was doing it to myself. And that was a big aha moment when I realized that I could control my thoughts. I could change my thoughts. I could quiet my thoughts. I could start to focus and feel what I do want. But then the next big piece that came out of that, beyond learning about energy and learning to calm myself, is learning to listen to my body. Learning to listen to my heart. And that's one of the things I teach people is intuition and how to listen to your heart, how to listen to your body and pay attention. Because when we're busy going and doing all the time, we don't listen. We go, go, go. We do. And we don't listen to what our body's saying, even though it's yelling at us. When you start getting sick, it's yelling at you, slow down, stop, rest today, take the day off. And you don't, because you go, no, I got this to do and that to do and that to do. And you have all this on your plate. So you never stop. And so what I've tried to do is, for all you busy, crazy professionals out there, or even moms that are juggling kids in life, because I was a mom with 2 kids and I was working full time and all the crazy stuff. I know how it is to be there. But even building small minutes of self-care, self-love, self-noticing into your life makes a major difference. Elisa, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I also struggled with, you know, when I was in my depression state, everything just would spiral. You know, it's like, oh, I feel crappy, so I'm going to eat crappy and I'm just going to not exercise. I'll just lay around more. And it just manifested and grew and grew and grew. And I'm happy to say I rarely go there. Or if I start to kind of go down the dark rabbit hole, I immediately stop and do either breathing or go ground. I think maybe you've said, take the first right step. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think I've called you a few times and I was crying in bed and, you know, you're like, well, just get out of bed, take the first right step. Just go for a walk, go outside, even if you just don't want to walk, just go stand outside. So I realized, you know, because I was very fatigued, had no energy, but it was the shift and the thinking and taking the first right step that was huge. And like you, I listened to my body. I don't push myself physically like an exercise anymore. I realize I need to be gentler. So I'll do yoga or I'll go stretch instead of doing things like that. So I totally agree with, you know, what you had just said about the energy and just listening to your heart and setting your intentions and your gut. I remember one of the tools you taught us was standing up straight and asking if your body will go forward or go backwards. Yeah. If you go forward, it's a yes. Mm-hmm. That you used to say, you used to do that in the vegetable garden or the vegetable section.
What vegetable should I buy for dinner tonight? Yeah. What will be best for my body? It's your body. Your body never lies. It tells you the truth 100% of the time. And what she's talking about is kinesiology, and your body's reaction to different things. Because if you have ever gone to a chiropractor or a naturopath and let's say you were in a car, you got rear-ended or something, and you have a lot of pain, but it hurts everywhere, so you don't know exactly where, a chiropractor will have you put your arm out and he'll put his hand on your elbow and ask you yes, no questions as he touches his other hand in a place, and they'll say, does this hurt? If it does hurt there, your body won't lie. Your arm will stay strong. But if you say, yes, it hurts, and it really isn't the place where the pain is, your arm will actually drop because your body tells you the truth. And so what she's talking about is what I call the sway test. And this is on my website, marlawilliams.net. There's a place where you can go sign up for intuition. And free sign up, and you get a little ebook and a video, and it'll teach you the sway test. But basically what happens is 98% of the population will actually lean into truth. Their body will move forward, their face will move forward, their body will move forward a little bit on yes, and it'll fall back on no. And it's extremely powerful. I think another thing that Elise has built into her life is what I call happiness boosting activities. This is all in my book, The Being Zone, which you can get on Amazon, the Being, B-E-I-N-G zone. But it is happiness boosting activities. And I build those into every single day. I do something that I love to do every single day without exception. And part of that's my morning work, where I go out on my deck and I have a beautiful view of the water, and I do all my breathing and grounding and all my kind of centering and meditation work there. But I hike almost daily, because hiking, getting out in the woods, in Japan, people were dropping dead, and they actually require people from some companies to go out. Now they've built forests in the middle of the city, and they make them go out and do what they call forest bathing. It's because of the energy of the trees and the canopy of the trees and the earth actually are very, very healing. I love to kayak, so I'll kayak. I love to boat, I boat. I love to paint, I paint. All the things I love to do, I build in my life. So I know you have beautiful family of dogs, your children, and do other things that you love to do. So let's talk about that for a minute, Elise, and how doing happiness boosting activities has helped you too.
Oh, absolutely. And before Annie signed off, I love music. Thank God I live in Austin, the live music capital of the world. But love, it that's one of my happiness boosting activities. If I can't during, unfortunately, COVID, that all shut down, but they were streaming. All the musicians in Austin were, and everywhere were, I would just turn it on and dance in my house. But yeah, being outside, being with my dogs, kayaking, being with my husband. I love being with my husband, going hiking. I hike, walk. I call my, it's walking, but you know, yeah. But I go hiking every day with my dog. I'm real fortunate, but you know, there are days when I can't do that. But like you said, you just do something. If I'm can't be, I might make a really lovely spotted tea. You know, if I'm on an airplane and I bring my own mug and I bring my own special tea and I sit there and hold the mug and think of the warmth and it just fills my body up. It's just these small things. If you're crazy busy, you don't have this time to do these things. Just the little things that you can add into your life that make you happy.
And I think the important thing on those happiness boosting activities and even the little things in the short moments is that you get present. You get into the being state. So when you drink the tea, you actually notice the taste and notice how it feels. When you're hiking, instead of talking the whole time and chatting and not paying attention to your surroundings, you're actually very in tune to the different trees and colors and shapes and maybe even touching leaves or smelling flowers and embracing.
Absolutely. No cell phone. I'm so detached. I don't take my cell phone. I'm smelling, touching, listening to the birds. Yes.
Yeah. And like when I paint, I get lost in the moment. When you dance, you get lost. And dancing, by the way, singing, dancing, playing music. And I've talked about this before because I have my sound bowl person. I play my sound bowls. I play my drums. Anything that increases my energy and puts me into a really good place is extremely healing and part of the process of living in this happy state that Alisa now lives in. I'm so excited. I love it when I see a client transition. And some people take longer than others, and it can be a long, long process, and that's okay. It's baby step after baby step after baby step. And I think in the beginning, Alisa was frustrated because she wasn't there right away. She didn't feel as good as everybody else in the retreat, but she was so much better than when she showed up, right? So don't ever compare yourself or your progress with others. Just see yourself and trust that you're exactly where you're meant to be. And you will continue if you do the daily work and get yourself in a good space and focus on the positive. You're going to continue to get yourself in a really good place. Thoughts on that one?
Oh, absolutely. I owe you my life. I mean, I tell everyone about Marla. I refer everyone to Marla, and I am so glad that I've been introduced to you, and you have changed my life. And anyone can call my husband and ask him. But yeah, life is beautiful, and I'm grateful to be here every second. Yeah, because of you.
And your book. I'm so grateful to hear you say that. I'm so grateful. I do what I do because of people like you. When I can help somebody move from being stuck in life or unhappy in life or depressed or whatever, stressed in life, and move them into a place where they're loving life, nothing is more fulfilling, nothing is more gratifying. And I just am so grateful that I learned how to heal myself so I can share what I've learned with everybody else and get them to a better place. So I am thrilled that our mutual friend, Christina, got you connected with me, referred you, got you to come to the retreat, and that our lives have come together in the way they have. And I'm so happy that you're happy and healthy and finding the positive and doing good things in life and doing what you want to do. So I really appreciate you being here. Alisa, I know it's hard to come out and kind of bear your story and your life, and but I appreciate you doing it. And I know that you wanted to. I know she showed up, by the way, at some of my places where I speak and has stood up in the audience when I ask if there's questions or things at the end, said, let me tell my story. And so I knew she'd be a guest that would be willing to talk
on radio with thousands of people listening. So again, I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you and thank you for being here. If people want to find Annie's music once again, it's Annie Mae Welles, and she's on all the music, and she's got a website, AnnieMaeWelles.com. And you can find me if you're interested in coaching, and I do complimentary sessions up front. You can find me at MarlaWilliams.net. And I appreciate everyone listening today. Keep on loving, living life, and reach out for help if you aren't loving your life right now. Thanks for being here.